Now, what do we call this?
They call you Goose.
And what do we call this whole thing here?
They call you Nick.
And what do we call these?
Teeth.
Good. Then what do we call these?
Gum.
Good. And this, what do we call this?
They call it your hand.
And this inside bottom part of it, what do we call that part of your hand?
They call that the inside skin.
What do we call this?
They call it your fist.
Okay. And then what do we call these?
Call it your two fists.
Charlie, what do we call a place where you bend a finger or bend your arm or bend your knee? What do we call these places?
Well, they call them places you offer super.
And what do we call these places that turn and bend?
Well, they call that the elbow.
And suppose it's like this.
Well, they call that your knee.
What do we call this?
They call that your breast.
And what do we call this?
Call that your neck, your shoulder.
Okay. What did you measure a horse in, Charlie, when you used to say so many watts high? You want to describe how tall a horse was?
Carlin.
When you wanted to describe how tall a horse was, you'd say it was so many watts high.
Well, zoom in a minute.
Now, what is this, Charlie?
That's your leg and hip.
And what is this?
And your toe.
And this?
That's your foot.
Okay. And the two of them together?
Yeah, 2 foot together.
Okay, and what do we call this?
They call that your leg.
Man, and what do we call this lower front part of the leg?
They call it your ankle.
And then this part up between the ankle and the knee, what do we call this part that hurts when you bump it on the table?
Yeah, they call that your knee bone.
What do you call the part of the thigh, especially midway up along here?
They call that your hip.
If somebody's been sick a good while and now he's up and about again, you might say he still looks a little bit what?
Well, I would say he's still a little bit on the mend, and I think he'll get well.
What do you call somebody that lifts heavy weights, Charlie? Like these weightlifters?
Well, I would call that, this is such a load as that, I would call him a double giant person.
What do you call somebody that can just pick up a heavy load, say 100 pound a sack of feed, and carry it a long ways without any trouble? You'd say he's real what?
Real stout.
What do you call somebody that's real large?
Well, I would call that person a large, awful large person.
All right, have you heard them call stout sometimes too?
No, I hear them call stout.
Okay. What do you call a person that's very easy to get along with?
I call that a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Call that a nice person, easy to get along with you.